weeks until it's six. As far as Donald Trump's concerned, he's won the US presidential election, despite there being no evidence of that yet. Votes are still being counted, including in some of the critically important states like Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump's accused his rival Joe Biden of fraud on the American public. The issue came up in the House of Commons when Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer asked Boris Johnson this.
Whatever the results, will the Prime Minister join me in saying that it's not for a candidate to decide which votes do and don't count, or when to stop counting?
We don't comment as a UK government on the democratic processes of our friends and allies.
Donald Trump's team say they're going to immediately request a recount in the state of Wisconsin. The final result hasn't been declared there yet. The coronavirus lockdown, which is coming into force in England at midnight, has had the backing of MPs. The majority supported the rules, though there were 34 Conservatives who rebelled. Most shops, gyms, restaurants and bars will have to close again. Tim Norman is a pub landlord.
Obviously, you know, it's not great for business and for economics, but I think it's important that we are doing it. I think there is a real reason, you know, we need to really protect the NHS, but I think tonight's going to be a good time. Obviously, we're all dressed up smart for the last day.
A further 492 people have died with COVID-19 in the UK. That's the highest number since mid-May. The director of the Oxford vaccine trial has revealed there's a small chance it could be ready before Christmas. Andrew Pollard says he's optimistic late-stage results will show whether or not it works before the end of the year. A government official in Austria claims there's video evidence a gunman who carried out a terror attack in Vienna acted alone. Four people were killed on Monday. And in sport, Manchester United are goalless in their group stage match in the Champions League against Istanbul Başakşehir in Turkey. And that's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby. Cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
No thumbs to get out to the end. Now that it's raining. Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and I am here at just 7 minutes past six with my show World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98 FM with my co-host as usual every week, my dad, Mr. Paul Webb.
Hello.
Who is actually on more shows than I am. I know, it's unbelievable.
More airtime, sorry.
No, it's not. It's not Sorry. Allowed. It's not allowed. I'm
well,
not.
I was only meant to be doing this for a few weeks until you could get other guests in the studio, and then you know, COVID landed, and you got landed with me.
No, I always wanted to do as my co-host because I didn't want to do a show on my own because otherwise, it's not very fun, is it? It's nicer to have someone else in the studio because it's more like you're having a conversation with them.
It's funner with me here,
unless having a conversation with a wall. That's not very fun because it doesn't really talk back to you if you haven't.
Not often.
No. But if you didn't know, today, and I'm pretty sure yesterday, Americans voted for the president for the next 4 years, and millions of Americans voted in this US election. So the choice is between the current president, which is Donald Trump, who represents the Republican Party, or Joe Biden, the Democratic Party candidate. So that was today. And?
Well, it's actually been going on for weeks because people have been submitting their postal votes, which is a bit of a bone of contention for Mr. Trump at the moment. He doesn't like that.
No. So who is Donald Trump, if you didn't know? Who is he?
Who is he? Tell us.
Yes.
Because he likes being talked about.
Donald Trump is the 45th president in the US. He was elected in 2016 using the slogan, Make America Great Again. As president, Trump has built part of the wall on the border between the US and Mexico to stop people illegally crossing into the US. He has also arranged a historic deal between Bahrain. I'm almost there. The United Arab Emirates.
Arab Emirates, yeah.
I think I got that word right.
Sort of.
And Israel. Yeah. To work together on areas such as trade and travel. So that is one of the candidates. And the other one, who Donald Trump is currently the president of the US.
In the blue corner.
Yes. And in the red corner, am I right?
No, the other way around.
So
Biden is in the blue corner.
Oh. So in the blue corner, Joe Biden. So who is Joe Biden? Joe Biden is the vice president, which means the second in command, under Barack Obama, the 44th president of the US, and has worked in politics for around 50 years. If you don't know his age, you can try and calculate it now, which is quite hard. But Joe Biden, this will help you. Biden ran for president in 1987 and 2007. That means he should have run in 2017 as well. That's 777. Mm-hmm. So, but did not win the Democratic Party's nomination to be presidential candidate. If he wins this election, 77-year-old Biden, that is how old he is, will be the oldest president in history. Did you know, though, Donald Trump is only 74? As you know. He's actually 74. Did you know that, Daddy?
Well, this is the whole thing that everyone's, particularly Mr. Trump, is deriding Joe Biden for being so old. He calls him Sleepy Joe. And actually, yeah, he's not that much older than Trump himself.
No. So Trump is not far behind. So what are they offering? So Biden and Trump have very different approaches to important issues, including the climate, how the US works with other countries, and the coronavirus pandemic. Biden wants the US to rely less on fossil fuels such as oil and more on renewable energy, such as wind and solar power. Trump claims this approach will destroy the oil industry and result in job loss. He has been increasing products in oil and gas. In response to the coronavirus and pandemic, Trump wants to lift coronavirus restrictions and rebuild the economy. He is spending about £7.5 billion on creating a vaccine and developing treatments. Biden wants to make it compulsory to wear masks in government buildings and to set up at least 10 free testing centres in every state. So that is who people are voting for and what they are individually offering. It's better that they're trying to do separate things, because otherwise people would just be thinking, well, if they're basically doing the same thing, it doesn't really matter. Where they've got completely different views. So Biden is trying to do the right thing and use less and rely less on fossil fuels such as oil and gas, and use more renewable energies, which can be like restored. And can be replaced where fossil fuels can't be. But Trump is saying that will destroy the oil industry, which will cause job loss, which, yes, it might cause job loss, but then those people can get jobs in creating renewable energies.
Exactly. It's a little bit short-sighted of Trump. And, you know, Trump very famously, when he first came to power as the POTUS 4 years ago, it just kind of wrote climate change off as fake news. You know, there's no such thing as climate change. So it's no surprise that, firstly, that's still his view, his mantra, because he's never going to go do a U-turn on himself. And it's also no surprise that Biden has used that as one of the ways to try to take back some votes.
Yeah. So what effect has the pandemic had? So more than 60 million people have already voted, either in person or by post. This is because of the coronavirus pandemic that people don't want to go to crowded polling stations on the 3rd and the 4th of November. In some states, people have had to wait hours in queues to vote before Election Day. The early voting suggests that around 150 million people will vote in the election. That's around 65% of the total people who are allowed to vote. This would be the highest number of voters in an election for more than 100 years. So when will we actually know the results? Because the voting was, I think, mainly yesterday, am I right? But they are trying to get people.
The polls were yesterday, yeah. So people could go to their voting station yesterday. Yeah. But yeah, obviously polls have been, or votes have been cast over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Usually, by now, there would be an indication, very, very strong indication of who the winner is, and they might have even said, okay, you know, the other party might have said, we concede.
Yeah, we can see that this person is clearly going to win.
Exactly. But in this case, it's so close. It's so close it that is. Nobody can call it. And even if they announce that Biden has won, then the expectation is that Trump is basically going to say, right, I want a recount. I don't trust that. He's already claimed that there's fraudulent behaviour from Biden's camp this morning. That was at about 7:30 our time. So it was about, I don't know, 2:00 in the morning or something, their time over there. So he's not accepting defeat. Although his speech this morning was very odd, because it sounded like he was about to concede defeat. He said, we were planning a big celebration. We were planning a big party. And it was all past tense, and then it's almost like something clicked, and he thought, actually,
why am I saying this?
Still fighting.
Yeah. Yes. So, early voting means it's difficult to say when the results will be declared, because counting the votes will take a lot longer, because you've got to count them individually. The US Constitution states that says that the next US president will officially take office on the 20th of January 2021. A constitution is a list of ideas and rules that set out how the country is governed. So if you didn't know, I'm pretty sure this is roughly correct, but the live vote count in the US is for Joe Biden, who is currently in the lead, is 70,097,055. That's a live vote count, so everyone who's voted. And for Donald Trump, it is 67,347,614.
Now, so this is where the complication starts, because so that sounds like Biden's well ahead. He's 3 million votes ahead.
Yeah,
there's loads.
That's the thing. It sounds as if it's like massive but ahead.
What that's called the popular vote, but it doesn't come down to the popular vote. It comes down to the electoral vote.
Yeah.
So each state has a certain number of electors. So, for example, California has 55, I think I'm right in saying. Florida has 29, something like that. So there are a total of, 538, I think, across the whole of the US. So it means that one party has to get 270, so they've got a majority.
Yeah. And currently, Biden has 238 and Trump has 213.
Ooh.
So
that's interesting, because Sky News' latest update has Biden only on 227 and Trump on 213. So Biden is obviously winning more and more, and Trump is not.
Well, I am looking online and it says live updated at where I keep refreshing it. It basically says the time, so I just refreshed it and it said updated.
So this is
at
like
18 minutes past
proper
6.
Proper breaking news here.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Not Phoenix,
this is how you do it, guys. You use your brain. Definitely not you finding this out on my phone. I definitely didn't know those big numbers. I knew those big numbers off by heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Anyway, so it's going to go to the wire. I don't imagine we'll know before 7 o'clock, sadly, but it'd be great if you could break it live
but
on air.
Guys, I don't know yet, sorry. I'm sorry, and I don't know it yet. We don't know, but we will try, and if there's any big updates, we will try and keep you updated. But our song we have now is Good As Hell by Lizzo.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Ooh, child, tired of the foolish. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Step into some new kicks. In there, swimwear, going to the pool quick. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. Walk your fine self out the door.
So that was good as hell here on Phoenix 98 FM. And next up today, we have this week's Around the World update. We're still trying to get the song. We haven't yet, but we will get it back. Our first one this week is Arctic sea ice fails to freeze. So, for the first time since records began in 1979, sea ice in the Arctic Ocean has not frozen by late October. Usually, sea ice in the Laptev Sea, north of Russia, should be covering a large area. The ice carries food and nutrients for sea life. Warmer temperatures are stopping the ice from forming. One reason for this is climate change, a long-term change in weather patterns that are mostly caused by human activities.
Fake news, apparently.
How do you know?
That's what Trump thinks.
I thought you were about to say it is, and I was like, how are you meant to know that?
Of course it's not.
And I was about to say, the Wheat Jr. never puts out any fake news.
No, but Trump claims everything's fake news if it's not about him. Or if it's bad about him. Anyway, okay. Less about him.
Next one.
We're off to two countries in one jump. Portugal and Spain.
Wow.
And we always like a bit of an animal story, don't we, on this show. Particularly stories about endangered species.
Yes.
Well, the Iberian lynx has been an endangered species in the wild. But apparently in less than the last 20 years, since 2002, in fact, the number of Iberian lynx in the wild has increased 9 times.
Wow.
That doesn't mean it's gone, you know, from 1 to 2 and then from 2 to 3 and 9 times. It's like by 9-fold.
Mainly
found in Portugal and Spain. They were very nearly extinct with only 94 left.
Wow.
That people were aware of. 94, that's really, really low and really worrying.
When people say about extinct animals, usually it's maybe like 1,000 left, right? 2,000 or something. But so like in the 4 digits, not down in the 2 digits.
Yeah, 94.
Digits.
So,
at all.
Yeah, so they were bred in captivity. So in zoos and animal parks and things like that. And then they've slowly been released back into nature reserves. And their population is now, they think, up near 900.
Wow. Yeah. See, it's getting better. It's almost times 10.
Yep. And if this continues, then they will no longer be classed as endangered by 2040.
That's 20 years.
It's a long time. But yeah.
But it's what it is needed. And now we're going across the globe to Australia, where city emerges from lockdown. So after 111 days, days, Melbourne has lifted lockdown restrictions. The lockdown began in early July because of the big rise in coronavirus infections. Restrictions have now been relaxed because no new cases were recorded for two days. The first time this has happened since June. People can leave their homes and restaurants, cafes and shops have reopened. I remember when that was all off. After 6 months of being in lockdown, finally allowed to actually go out and shops, restaurants, cafes, allowed to reopen. But from midnight tonight,
yeah.
We are back into a hopefully only... I've got his name now.
Boris.
That's his name. because we were talking about Trump. I almost said Trump. And I was like, hang on, no, that's the US.
Yeah.
What's the UK's Prime Minister? What Boris has said only a month. So hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, it is only a month.
Yeah. 4 weeks.
4 weeks, yes.
And I think...
until we can come back out.
I was talking to somebody who I work with today, and she's in Ireland. And she was saying that they did something similar. But when they announced it in Ireland, the message was very, very clear and very blunt. And I don't think Boris Johnson quite did this and possibly should have done. And the message was, look, none of us want to do this. None of us want lockdown, either as individuals or as businesses. But if we all do it and we do it properly, then you'll have your Christmas back.
Yeah.
So it's basically do it to save Christmas.
Yeah.
And that really should be the message across this country as well.
Christmas.
Save Christmas.
that's
and lives.
Yeah, and lives, but save Christmas.
But Christmas.
But Christmas. So, yes, hopefully this 1 month of lockdown, 4 weeks. 4 weeks sounds less than a month. It's the exact same, but it sounds less than a month.
Well, it actually technically is less than a month because 4 weeks is only 28 days. Carry on.
Anyway, after 4 weeks and a couple of days, if that makes you happier.
No, it's just 4 weeks.
Okay. Oh, so we get to come out a couple of days earlier than a month.
You think so?
Yay.
Anyway, carry
anyway, on. After 4 weeks, we will be able to come back out. I will be back. I'll be in the studio, though, luckily. So you don't have to worry about me. I will be here giving you your data with a weekly worldwide web.
And let's not forget, the weather's pretty grim. So, you know, as if we needed an excuse to stay in.
Yeah, exactly. It's just raining.
I can't live without you. I know I did you wrong. I know I did you wrong. And it's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Since I felt this good on my own. A lot of years went by with my hands up in your robes. pulled back cause the sweat's dripping off of her face. Said it ain't so bad if I wanna make a couple mistakes. You should know right now that I never stay put in one place forever.
So a little bit of breaking news about the Biden versus Trump elections. What is it?
Well, it looks like, very exciting, Nebraska.
Woo!
Nebraska might have gone Trump. So Ooh. Trump has gone to 214.
And Biden has still stayed at 238.
Yes, correct.
See, I now know that number off by heart. If you ask me this tomorrow, I probably won't.
But there's a long way to go yet.
Yes.
There's still a lot of votes left to be counted.
Yes. Still a lot of votes. Some are, they haven't, so some states haven't won their, but what, who they're voting for. But they're in the lead. So if you go to, if you search up on Google Trump versus Biden, that's usually all I've searched up, you can get a live update of what's going on, a live number count, and what states have voted for who.
I can actually tell you the Guardian.com has got a very, very good page dedicated to it, which is really good, really interactive, and very, very up to date, more so than Sky News and BBC from what I've seen.
Wow. And this, because you can just keep refreshing it and it is live
while you're listening to us.
While you are listening to us, I do have it open in front of us, so if anything does drastically happen, I can tell you. But first, we have this week's food talk. There wasn't anything really food related as such, so...
So we've made something up.
No, I've made it up. It is food related for a kind of animal. So I have taken this. So a baby gorilla is being bottle fed. So zookeepers at Bristol Zoo Gardens are taking care of a baby gorilla. Its mother was unable to feed the infant, so staff has stepped in and are bottle feeding the two-month-old around the clock. They're making sure he spends lots of time with his mother, Carla, and the other gorillas. So it is food related, but for a gorilla.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, it's kind of, you know, tenuous, but allowed.
Exactly. Well, if you have a look through this magazine and tell me something else which is food related, please be sure to tell me. Please.
Okay.
Thank you. Exactly. There's nothing food related apart from that. So
well, you need your listeners then to say, right,
yes.
I want you next week, if there's nothing food related in the week, Junior.
Yes.
I want you to debate something versus something.
Yes. Very, that could be cool. Rick. We've already done a couple. I remember our first one was Marmite. That the very first, my very first show. I remember the food, because at first it started off as a debate, but then it got to the point I didn't know what to debate about. So it got then went on to food talk of the week.
We could have done like a competition because...
What, to win food?
Well, no, because Trump is referred to as a bit of a mango sometimes because he's orange. He is.
Okay.
But I don't think Biden is particularly referred to as anything food related.
Pineapple.
Maybe. You
could I don't know why.
Could have made it up. You could have done something here.
I don't know. I just...
Talking of pineapple.
What a random thing.
Have we actually mentioned pineapple Jaffa Cakes live on air?
I don't know yet.
They're a thing.
Yes. There are now pineapple Jaffa Cakes. So normal Jaffa Cakes are chocolate orange. And I remember one of our past food debates is a Jaffa Cake a cake or a biscuit? I remember that one.
Aged old debate, that is.
Yes, one of the very, very first ones. So they are now, instead of, they still do orange ones, so if you don't like pineapple and you still like the orange ones, they are still doing them, but there is now pineapple.
Mm.
Very interesting. It's a very, pineapple is a tropical taste.
It is.
It's not what you kind of expect. Like, you think, oh, pineapple, it's going to be, like, quite really sweet and, like, pineapple-y. I don't really know how to... I don't know how to explain it, okay? But it's quite a pleasant... It's a nice taste. You would never think of putting pineapple and chocolate together, would you?
No.
But it actually tastes quite nice.
Do you know what I want? What I want? McVitie's, listen up. Grapefruit. Pink grapefruit Jaffa Cakes. Wow.
Imagine banana.
No. Pink grapefruit.
Yes. They could do like several ones. Several different
varieties.
That's it. Varieties. Several varieties. They could do varieties of them. They could do banana, pink grapefruit, the pineapple. Obviously keep the original orange.
Blood orange as well. That will be a good one.
That's more Halloween-y, though.
Well, it's not really.
Strawberry.
A bit sweet for my liking.
Oh, of course it is.
Sorry.
Oh, anything else?
Lime.
No, that's too sour for my liking.
Lemon.
Oh, that's too sweet for my liking. No. Oh, that's too something for my liking.
Okay. But anyway, pineapple is out there.
Yes,
now.
Pineapple is out there. So if you do fancy pineapple, you can always have some pineapple, what are they called? Jaffa Cakes. I just forgot what we were talking about.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. Showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain.
your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami.
Heads up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy.
I'm about to fly.
Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Here you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM. This is Ella Webb with World Wide Web. And next up, as always, we've got this week's Two Little Stories. I always say that. Next up, as always, we have this week's Two Little Stories. Our first one is Band Performs Concert Inside Plastic Bubbles. Live music concerts have not been possible in many places around the world during the coronavirus outbreak. However, a band in the US called The Flaming Lips has come up with a clever idea to allow them to perform safely with individual plastic bubbles. The band recently played a concert where they were each in their own plastic spheres and members of the audience watched and the show inside their own bubbles. So basically, like these big plastic bubbles, you can obviously breathe in them, otherwise it wouldn't be very good if you couldn't. And they managed to, so social distance because they're in their own area and space, and still managed to go to the concert. Obviously there wouldn't have been as many people because there would have to be these big bubbles, and you can't fit as many bubbles in there as you can people standing right up next to each other.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And take off.
Yes. And our second one is Green Puppy is Born in
Green
Italy.
Green Puppy, of course it is.
This, no. Hear me out. This is going to sound fake, but you can trust me, it is real. And there is a reason behind it. So, an Italian farmer was surprised to see one of his dogs give birth to a green puppy. Christian Malocchi, who lived in the Italian on the Italian island of Sardinia, is that in Italy?
Yeah.
Good. Just making sure. Said the puppy was one of the litter of five born to his dog Spilacci. Whereas all the others had white fur like their mother, this one was green. Malocchi named the dog Pistachio and says he will raise it to look after his sheep on his farm. It was rare for a dog to be born with green fur, which is caused by the pigment in the mother's womb. That is the reason the dog is green. It's the pigment in the dog's womb. Pigments are chemicals that give colour to living and non-living things. The green will fade out over time as the dog grows and it washes. So it's basically kind of like hair dye, if you think of it.
Shame though, really.
Like not perm, like anti-perm, not perm, washout hair dye, that's what it's called. But it is a very cute looking dog. It just looks like any other dog, but it's just got a green.
It's just very green.
Yes. But I like the way he's called it something which is also green, a pistachio.
Mm.
It's a good... I like the name.
It's a good name as well, actually.
Yeah, it's a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop. Time. You want me, I want you, baby.
to, I can't stop. Yeah, 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 yeah. My love is like a rocket watching blast off. And I'm feeling so electric, dance my ass off. And even if I wanted to, I can't stop. Sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. All night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Or Weeknd.
Not really sure why he drops the third E, but
no idea. And Levitating by Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby. We do now have some new songs. So Levitating is one of them. And our next song, just after I Say Goodbye, is a new one. And if you didn't notice, we had another song, Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus. That is another new song I haven't played yet, and I will now be playing it quite often because I like this song. Today, yes. Like I have been to Bad Guy. The Billie Eilish song.
The Bond tune.
Yes. I can't remember the name. Neither of us can remember the name right now.
No Time to Die.
See, you can. You should have just said the No Time to Die one. So, yes, but that is all from me this week. I will be back with more from The Week Junior next week. I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orion Hour. So stay safe. Have a lovely rest of your evening. Hope you listen in again next week. And stay in, most importantly. Yes, importantly. Yeah. Goodbye.
I don't need no other, I'm satisfied doing it on my own. Only takes one other to change your vibe. Ain't that the way it goes? I don't need nobody, but you won't replay. Caught in the memory when you touch my body and you say my name, giving me what I need. Somewhere warm, you know.
wish I'd told her better. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you disappear.